Sharper Point Commentary, presented by Schwartz Laser Eye Center.
Jill Biden is coming to town this week. No, not him. Her. First Lady Jill Biden will be in the Valley this week to activate one particular group of professionals to campaign for her husband's reelection. Teachers. According to the Biden-Harris campaign, First Lady Jill Biden will, quote, discuss what's at stake for educators in this election. That'll happen during an event with teachers on Friday. She'll spend the night in the Valley, and then on Saturday, First Lady Jill Biden will be a special speaker at Mesa Community College's graduation. I'm sure students at MCC are hoping protests over U.S. support of Israel won't interrupt their ceremony like it did when she was speaking in Tucson in March. This all makes sense because First Lady Jill Biden is an English professor and because teachers' unions lean heavily Democrat and will be generally enthused to knock on doors and put yard signs up for Joe Biden. And you may be wondering why I keep saying First Lady Jill Biden, and that's because simply saying her first name Jill in front of the last name Biden sounds too much like Joe Biden. When I mentioned this earlier today, someone sent a text to 411923 saying I could call her Dr. Jill Biden. And that's true, but I know a lot of Republicans who laugh at her title. One meme I saw a few months ago said, she's not the person you want to show up if you yell out, is there a doctor in the house? But like my wife, I'm sure she worked hard for her advanced degree in education. But that doesn't mean my wife will be working hard for Dr. Jill Biden's husband. My wife's an anomaly. She's a Republican public school teacher from Massachusetts. That makes her more rare than the Mexican spotted owl. By the way, I'm sure my wife would want me to mention here that even though she's a Republican, she's not enthused about the candidacy of Donald Trump. She doesn't want to be any more ostracized from her fellow teachers, even though she's encouraged new teachers through the years to not join her district's education association, which is affiliated with the Arizona Education Association, something she calls the fake union, because technically they aren't a union, and because she hates that more time isn't taken worrying about what's good for the kids as opposed to what's good for the teachers. But it's her dissatisfaction with both Dr. Jill Biden's husband and my wife's party's candidate for president, which reflects the feelings of so many people, that makes me think teachers and professors need to come up with a course of study and have people walk across the graduation platform with a degree in how to not shove your party's candidates down our throats again. All the party leaders of both the Democratic and the Republican Party should be required to take that course.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.